We use amyloid beta immunotherapy as a potential therapeutic intervention in Alzheimer's disease that would be disease modifying, meaning that we are modifying one of the pathologies of Alzheimer's disease. And so the way this works is just like when you get your measles shot when you're a child. You are given a piece of the measles virus, and your body responds to that to make antibodies, which make you immune. So the next time you see measles, your body sees measles, the antibodies will bind to it, and your body removes it before you have any symptoms. So if you take that idea and you take it to Alzheimer's disease, the idea is that the approach that we have most recently used is to take the A-beta peptide that is a component of the amyloid plaque, the only component of amyloid plaques, and take this A-beta and stimulate the mouse, in our case, to make antibodies to the A-beta. So now the mouse has anti-A-beta antibodies circulating. And by several different mechanisms that have been studied over the last 10 years, we know that this antibody will bind to the A-beta and essentially target it for removal by the body. And so the A-beta gets removed from the brain. And what we have most recently shown is that by doing this, we can now reduce the tau pathology, the neurofibrillary tangles, and we also prevent neuron loss. So this is really encouraging from a standpoint that we have been able to target one of the pathologies of Alzheimer's disease and affect all of the pathologies of Alzheimer's disease in a mouse model. And actually, this is really the first mouse model that we've been able to test this in because it's the first mouse model that does have amyloid plaques, tau pathology, and neuron loss.